Outside, snowflakes fall from the sky like tiny feathers. A delicate mass sticks to the wooden windowsill and to the branches of the tall green pine trees in the distance. There's already a soft blanket of white on the ground where you just walked moments ago. It's perfectly smooth and untouched. Like you, the other guests made their way inside just as the heavy clouds began to release their bounty. Any footprints left earlier in the day have already disappeared beneath the newly fallen snow. The vision of the wintry landscape out the window sends a pleasant tingle down your spine. It encourages you to pull your knit sweater closer around you. But while it may be cold out there, inside here, you are cozy and warm. Of all the rooms in the lodge, this one is your favorite. You stumbled upon this library on the second day of your stay here. You were out on a peaceful afternoon stroll through the winter garden, which is tucked away behind the large greenhouse. From there, you had a full view of the lodge itself. You remember the intricacies of the stone and wood exterior. The slanted roof looked picture perfect against the slate grey sky. As you studied the building, you noticed a warm glow emanating from a window at the back of the lodge. Through the glass, you saw rows and rows of books stacked neatly on tall shelves. That moment, you knew you had to explore it for yourself. And so, when you came back inside, you searched the corridors until you found it. You passed the study and the sitting room, the conservatory, and a music room with a grand piano. Then, you saw the same warm glow pouring out from beneath a heavy wooden door at the end of the hall. You reached out, grasped the sturdy brass handle, and pulled it open to reveal a magnificent library. Shelves of books stood tall and straight, stretching from the dark hardwood floor to the peaked ceiling high above. To your left was a large hand-carved desk with a blotter, an inkwell, and a fine-tipped pen. But it didn't seem out of date. The old-fashioned desk fit perfectly with the ambience of the room. And as you stood there, you felt transported to a different time. One of handwritten letters and long winter nights spent telling tales by the fire. You stepped even further into the room and marveled at the beauty of the walls of books. Shadows danced upon their spines, mixing with a vivid golden glow emanating from a grand stone fireplace at the back of the room. Amber pine logs hissed and popped in the fire. A light draft carried tiny sparks like fireflies up the wide, dark chimney. The charred and heady scent of the wood intermingled with the sweet aroma of sap, a delight for your senses. Beside the fire sat a pair of plush armchairs, The colour of the chair's fabric complemented that of the rug underneath, in a vision of rich and splendid comfort. It was the perfect place to snuggle up with a good book and relax, especially after such a nice, peaceful stroll around the grounds. And so, on your second day at the lodge, that is exactly what you did. Yesterday, you did the same. And you've returned again today to your favourite spot by the large fireplace to read a book and while away the time before nightfall.